A young Charles Darwin stands in warm tropical waters in 1836, staring at a puzzle that would haunt him for years. The coral reef beneath his feet explodes with life, thousands of species thriving in what should be a biological desert. The surrounding ocean contains almost no nutrients, yet this underwater metropolis hums with more diversity than a rainforest. How? This mystery, later called Darwin's paradox, contains a secret that extends far beyond marine biology. It reveals something fundamental about how breakthrough ideas actually emerge, not from isolated geniuses having sudden revelations, but from densely connected environments where elements can collide, combine, and create something entirely new. Bill Gates calls this insight one of the most important ideas about innovation ever written. Silicon Valley entrepreneurs quote it in boardrooms, yet most of us still cling to the myth of the lone inventor struck by lightning. Innovation works like Lego. You can only build with available pieces. Scientists call this the adjacent possible, explaining why inventions appear precisely when they do, often discovered simultaneously by strangers. YouTube couldn't launch in 1995. Without broadband internet, flash technology arriving in 2002, or cheap digital cameras, it would have failed. The adjacent possible hadn't expanded enough. Multiple scientists discovered oxygen within months because the necessary instruments and frameworks had just become available. Your brain contains 100 trillion neural connections. When specific constellations fire together, you experience an idea. But ideas aren't singular. They're networks requiring density and flexibility. Carbon demonstrates this. With 4 valence electrons, it excels at forming connections. Yet carbon's genius required liquid water, not ice, where everything locks, or steam, where everything scatters, but water, where elements collide randomly while stable combinations persist. Computer scientist Christopher Langton discovered innovative systems gravitate toward the edge of chaos, a liquid network. Too much order prevents new formations. Too much disorder prevents stability. Cities prove this. Within 1,000 years of the first urban settlements, human innovation exploded because cities created liquid networks of people and ideas. Kevin Dunbar spent years studying molecular biology labs, expecting breakthroughs at microscopes. Instead, insights emerged during lab meetings, not at the bench, but at the conference table. Group conversation transformed private hunches into liquid networks, where ideas escaped initial biases and combined with others' perspectives. Architecture matters too. MIT's Building 20, a temporary structure lasting 55 years, became an innovation engine precisely because it was never finished. Unassigned to any department, always having space for new projects, easily reconfigured, it embodied liquid network principles. Your life follows this pattern. You're surrounded by potential new configurations, new ways to combine skills, connections between interests, routines waiting discovery. The trick isn't isolation or pure focus. It's getting more parts on your table that can recombine unexpectedly. July 10, 2001, FBI agent Ken Williams files a memo warning that bin Laden might be sending students to American flight schools. After 9/11, officials dismissed it as just a hunch. This failure reveals something crucial. Great ideas don't arrive fully formed. They develop slowly, sometimes over years. Darwin's natural selection emerged gradually through observations about coral reefs, pigeon breeding, and economics. His notebooks created a cultivating space for hunches, allowing development through constant rereading and new associations. This descended from Enlightenment commonplace books, personal encyclopedias with indexing methods balancing order with serendipitous discovery. Too much categorization builds walls between ideas. The right system enables unexpected connections while providing enough structure to find things again. Tim Berners-Lee encountered a Victorian guide called Inquire Within Upon Everything as a child. Years later, he named his first hypertext application Inquire. Over a decade, this slow hunch evolved into the World Wide Web. the FBI's pre-9/11 system exemplified the opposite, a hunch-killing architecture where information stayed trapped in silos, demonstrating how organizational structures strangle promising ideas before they fully form. In 1900, Lee DeForest observed his wireless transmitter turning a gas flame from red to white heat, leading to the Audion vacuum tube that revolutionized 20th century technology. The catch? He was completely wrong. The flame responded to sound waves, not electromagnetic waves. His flawed theory actually limited the tube's reliability until others discovered vacuums worked better. He admitted, "I didn't know why it worked. It just did." This pattern repeats throughout history. Fleming discovered penicillin through accidental mold contamination. Daguerre invented photography when spilled mercury fumes created unexpected images. Berkeley professor Charlin Nemeth found that introducing deliberate errors, like actors misidentifying colors, increased creative associations in groups. Being right keeps you static. Being wrong forces exploration. Evolution itself depends on error. Without DNA mutations, natural selection would have nothing new to test. Each child inherits about 150 mutations, an error rate evolution has tuned to balance innovation with stability, providing just enough mistakes to drive progress. In 77 AD, Pliny the Elder documented a winemaker's screw press. Around 1440, failed entrepreneur Johannes Gutenberg adapted this technology for printing. His press exemplifies combinatorial innovation, borrowing mature technology from one field to solve problems in another. Evolutionary biologists call this exaptation, when traits optimized for one purpose get hijacked for something else. Bird feathers evolved for temperature regulation, but were repurposed for flight. The pattern repeats throughout human creativity. Jacquard's silk weaving punch cards became Babbage's computer programming method. Lee DeForest's signal amplifier became a computing device. Tim Berners-Lee's academic research tool became the foundation for global commerce. Cities function as powerful exaptation engines. Stanford professor Martin Roof studied 766 business school graduates and found entrepreneurs with diverse, horizontal social networks were 3 times more innovative than those with uniform, vertical ones. Innovation emerges from individuals who bridge gaps between tightly knit clusters. Many great innovators created personal coffeehouse environments through diverse interests. Darwin delayed publishing his theory partly because he was simultaneously studying coral reefs, breeding pigeons, researching beetles and barnacles, writing on geology, and investigating earthworms. Joseph Priestley moved between chemistry, physics, theology, and politics. Benjamin Franklin conducted electricity experiments, theorized the Gulf Stream, designed stoves, and ran a printing business. Howard Gruber calls such concurrent projects networks of enterprise, a form of slow multitasking where projects rotate but linger in consciousness, enabling exaptation between them. Chance favors the connected mind. When physicists tracked Sputnik's signal, they realized they could reverse the problem. If they could determine a satellite's orbit from a known location, they could find a location from a known satellite. This insight became GPS, spawning countless innovations its creators never imagined. The most generative innovations function as platforms, foundations others can build upon. Coral reefs demonstrate this perfectly. Despite occupying just 0.1% of Earth's surface, they host millions of species by creating massive foundations for entire ecosystems. Twitter exemplifies digital platform thinking. The @reply, hashtags, and search were all user innovations. Twitter strategically built their API first, exposing crucial data, then built Twitter.com on top of it. The web's layered architecture shows platform power at scale. Tim Berners-Lee designed a new medium by building on existing internet protocols. YouTube combined multiple platforms to launch in 6 months. A simple restaurant review on Twitter instantly circulates through interconnected platforms, reaching followers, appearing on maps, feeding news sites, influencing search rankings. When we plot innovations across history by environment type, a surprising pattern emerges. From 1800 to present, networked environments, especially non-market networks like university research, dominated innovation. Economic incentives encourage creativity, but create protective barriers that stifle idea flow. The government created perhaps the greatest innovation platform, the internet, enabling countless private fortunes while remaining in the commons. The most generative environments aren't marketplaces, but ecosystems where collaboration creates extraordinary diversity. Darwin's 1836 coral reef revealed nature's innovation secret: connection and openness, not isolation. This pattern repeats across every innovation scale. Good ideas emerge from liquid networks, balancing chaos and order, developing as slow hunches, benefiting from error and serendipity, borrowing through acceptation, and building platforms others extend. Design these environments in your life. Keep a notebook cultivating hunches over time. Pursue diverse hobbies, creating mental networks of enterprise. Seek third places where ideas collide: coffee shops, online communities, interdisciplinary conferences. Build in public, creating platforms others can use. Embrace error as exploration. Innovation isn't about lone geniuses struck by lightning. It's about creating conditions where lightning strikes and sparks spread. Like coral polyps building a reef, our contributions matter most when they create foundations for others. The adjacent possible surrounds you now. The question isn't whether you're capable of innovation, it's whether you're building the liquid networks, cultivating the slow hunches, embracing the errors, and creating the platforms that allow good ideas to emerge. Start building.